You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 32. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hey guys, welcome back to Called to Homeschool. We are on episode number 32. Is that correct?
Yes. This is exciting.
It is exciting. I can't believe how many we've done.
I know. So. It's been a ton of fun. And I was thinking, well, as we build up closer to our year mark, we need to do something extra special.
That would be fun.
So, All right. I don't know. Tell us, like, send us your suggestions. Like, this is what I'm dying for you girls to tell me.
Sounds like a good plan.
I don't know.
So today we have something extra special for you. Meg started this really cool challenge.
I'm calling it a revolution.
A revolution.
A revolution.
I like that even better.
Yes.
It should be a revolution. And she's calling it No Yell November. Isn't that catchy? I just love it.
Because that's what, like, how many times do we talk about all my catchy phrases, right? Like,
she's good at them.
Mom and awesome club and all sorts of weird things that I do. So, yes, we're going to do No Yell November.
And how many of you guys yell at your kids?
I don't know. Do you?
I do a little bit.
Yeah. So to be honest, I used to be a yeller. And so you grow up and a lot of times you take on some of the personality traits of your parents.
Yeah.
And my parents were yellers. And so when I got married and I had my kids, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it. And I remember how much I disliked being yelled at as a child. And I thought, why am I recreating something that I really didn't like?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, I worked really hard and I don't yell anymore. And so it's kind of like my weight loss plan for yelling, right? like it's possible is all I want to say.
I think that's amazing. I want to get there. So yeah. I'm going to try this challenge this month and see how I do.
So it was cute. I asked my daughter, like, I didn't want to be a liar and be like, do I actually yell at you guys? And I don't realize it. And my daughter said, well, sometimes you're like, Tess, come and eat dinner. And I go, okay, like, that's when I yell. And she goes, yeah, like when you need us to come and eat, or like, hey, we're going, everybody, let's go. But not like yelling, like
saying, just
like,
being loud to get their attention.
Yes.
Yes.
So I thought, okay, good. I wanted to make sure that I'm not being oblivious, that I'm actually yelling at them or something. So anyways, I'm really excited about this today. So, Karen, why do we yell? What do you think?
Well, for me, I don't yell at my husband, but I do yell at my kids from time to time. And for me, it comes out just out of frustration in the moment. And it's a lack of self-control, I think, on my part of just like not stopping for a second and controlling my feelings.
Thank you for being vulnerable. Sometimes you want to say like, well, I don't yell.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah. So I just like, first of all, thank you for being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like nobody, like we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this is just one of the areas that I've really worked on.
Yeah.
And so thank you for being willing to be
real,
like, real. Right. So we can yell when we're scared because my kids love to jump out at me. They scared me half to death the other day in the completely pitch black and Halloween costume. Somebody got
okay.
Me.
Just really a side note. This reminds me of a story as a kid, and I probably shouldn't laugh at this because it's terribly mean.
Oh.
But we had this spiral staircase in our house growing up where you could reach through the steps.
Oh my gosh, I already hate
And
this
my
story.
Mom had this recurring nightmare where she was running upstairs and something would grab her ankles, and she told us about it. And because she told us about it, her mistake first, we started doing that to her. And it's the meanest thing. And we would think it was the funniest thing, but it would make her scream every time. And I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah, your mom's like a saint.
She really is, actually.
My kids love, so we have an older home, and we have this pantry with no door on it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it used to have a drape, and every time I'd walk by, I'd punch it just in case. Like, they're going to be in there. And the drape got, like, torn off or something. And so now they have to crouch down, and they got me again the other day. I was like, why are you guys doing this to me?
Because, like, you give a good reaction.
I know, because that reaction is so awesome. You also yell a lot of times when you get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Drop something on your foot. You stub your toe. It's, like, the worst pain on this
planet. It is the worst.
It is so bad. It's like, I'm okay. I'm not going to cry. But I hit my head the other day, and I was, like, trying not to cry. I was like, you're a grown woman. You don't need to cry, right? But, so we can yell for those reasons. And then sometimes we yell at people.
Yeah.
We can yell if someone cuts us off, yell at our husbands, yell at family members, and yell at our children. So the no yell, no yell, that's hard to say fast. No Yell November is about not yelling at anybody, but I'm going to be specifically giving tools for children.
Okay.
Because we're homeschool moms and you're with him day in and day out. And I see because I used to do it, right? I see how easy it is to just be like, I know I got to yell to get crap done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of times we yell too, because we believe it will give us the result we want. And we want it quick. We like that's our society, right? We want it now.
If someone didn't listen the first time, then you yell the second time. Hopefully they'll listen this time, right?
Or we yell because we're hurting. Like, I was frustrated about something and then someone else comes along and I snap at them.
Yeah.
Even that's not the person I'm mad at.
Yeah.
So let's talk about yelling. How do you feel, Karen? I guess have you ever been yelled at recently? I don't even know. Is that vulnerable question?
No, I don't think I have been yelled at recently, but I feel like it's kind of the same thing when someone, like for instance, with my blog, I was just telling Megan that I just got this nasty comment from someone and it kind of feels the same. It's like this biting thing where you're like, oh, how could they say that unkind thing to me? And it feels like yelling. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I hate being yelled at. When I was a kid and I was yelled at, it always made me cry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. So let's pretend you're out with a friend and you're eating lunch and you're having a lovely time and you're talking and Karen and I were out and we're eating, we're having a good time. And then all of a sudden I lose my mind and I just start screaming at Karen. I'm like, oh my gosh, why are you eating that way? And you're such a messy eater. Clean up after yourself. Why are you doing this? Are you going to want to go out to lunch with me?
Nope.
Very often?
Nope.
No, right? And so if Karen and I are going out to lunch or dinner, we'd have dinner, but lunch feels crazy to go out to, doesn't it?
Doesn't really happen as a homeschool mom.
No, it doesn't. Not very often. But we've gone out to dinner and we had a lovely time. But if Karen or Rich, her husband, started yelling at us, or Johnny and I started yelling at you guys, we probably aren't going to hang out.
No.
It's like, ooh, they're crazy.
It would probably sever a relationship.
Right? Or like, okay, they're Christmas
card friends. Make it really awkward. Yeah.
And then, so if you have a friend that yells at you, you don't have to continue that friendship.
Right.
If you have a husband who yells, I mean, we could get into deeper issues with this, but just on the surface level, if you have this really belligerent husband who's just yelling at you all the time, you could leave. You can, like, you're an adult and you could leave the situation.
Right.
So the reason I'm focusing on children is because as a child, when a child is being yelled at, they don't have the options that adults do.
Right.
They can't leave.
They're still in their home.
They're stuck there.
Yeah.
And so they're stuck there.
And they have to listen to you.
Yes. And so what happens when you're stuck with somebody who's yelling at you randomly, inconsistently, like you feel powerless.
Right.
You may actually run away. Mm-hmm. To be honest, like I totally ran away as a kid. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I hated that contention. I didn't like to be yelled at. And then you're stuck. And you don't know what to do. And the behavior problem usually gets worse because they feel so stuck. There is no out.
Well, and it's not going to, you just think of like the deeper problems that's going to cause and how they're going to feel about you and about your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When I yell at my kids, I try very hard to then apologize because I know that I'm in the wrong and I don't want them to think that I don't love them or that they have, you know, cause these problems. It's usually just me and my reaction to something. And
yeah.
So you want to think of the deeper issues that you're causing.
Well, that goes right into my next thought is a short-term result of like, okay, I yelled and my kid did what I wanted him to do, but it has long-term consequences.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And so if you think of a fad diet, I remember, I think it was probably when we were high school age or right after is when Fen-Phen came out. Mm-hmm. So that'd be like 20 years ago. And a lot of people hopped on this Fen-Phen diet and were just dropping weight left and right. But it like messed up people's hearts.
Yeah.
For the rest of their life, they have like heart murmurs, like a hole in their heart. And so, yes, they lost the weight, but at what cost?
Right.
Right? Like your heart, that's a big one. It's not like, oh, like I got a zit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a really important organ. Right. And so your short-term result wasn't worth the long-term consequence.
Mm-hmm.
So the same with yelling. You may get them to clean their room or you may get them to hurry and get their schoolwork done. But there are some long-term consequences.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, sorry, I have to clear my throat. There we go. So first of all, you're not going to feel as connected because you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Right? Like what version of mom am I going to get? That's just the long and short of it, right?
It is true.
It usually makes the problem worse. like, I don't really care what you have to say because you're just yelling all the time, mm-hmm. right? So whatever you're yelling at about, I'm going to just clean your room. Like, clean your room is like, why? Like, why do you care? You know, yeah. like, you don't care about me. All you do is yell at me. And this one I found, it changes the way your kid's brain develops. And I've read a lot about this with children who've been abused. And my husband and I have been studying about this. And when a child is abused, so I'm not saying yelling is abuse, just to make that clear. Mm-hmm. When a child is abused, their brain doesn't develop and reach their IQ level.
Oh, wow.
And they've done these massive studies on a child that it almost handicaps their emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. So if you're abused a lot, you may tap out at an emotional maturity of a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hope is you can actually, as you become an adult and learn the emotions mm-hmm. and all those things, you can then reach your IQ level.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I know, right? Because yeah. I thought that was a great study. excuse me. But that's like, that is hope, like to say if there has been abuse, that your child can reach their potential, or you, if you were abused, mm-hmm. right?
So just a little extra I want to add in. Yeah, I think when the more often you yell, the less your children are going to react and listen. Because if it's happening so regularly and you think I have to yell to get their attention, they're going to have less
like
of a reaction. It's like going to have the opposite. Right.
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 Like
you need like a higher hit.
You need more pornography.
Yeah. But that's exactly what I've noticed is, you know, if I'm in a higher state of anxiety or whatever, if I'm more sensitive and I'm yelling more often, they don't listen as well
yeah.
as you think they will. It's going to be less sensitive to them.
Yeah. So, and then the last one is you probably are going to create a yeller,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I'm sure there are TV shows about it. Like your kids could be yelling and then you're like, everybody quit yelling. Right?
Oh, I have done that. I have been that. Yes.
Right? Like, do as I say, not as I do.
Uh-huh. And it always makes me laugh.
Like afterwards, it's like oh, what?
Yeah.
What did I just say? Right. So just on a side note, you cannot ruin your child. only they have that power, right? You are not Christ. You are not the creator.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make their life more difficult. And so with all the obstacles and the hard things in life, try not to be one of them.
Right.
And so just know, like your kid is not going to be damned mm-hmm. or like ruined or going to end up in drugs and all these things. Like they ultimately have their agency, how they show
yeah.
up. So I want to make sure you're not like sitting there going, oh no, I messed up my kid. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, no, only they can do that. Okay. So what do? Just don't talk to your kids.
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, okay, this sounds all lovely, but how do you stop?
Okay, so those of you who follow us on YouTube, you'll see us do this. And those of you who listen to us, I want you to try this. Okay, Karen, I want you to fold your arms.
Oh, all right.
Okay, now so Karen has her right arm on top, and now I want you to put your left arm on top. How does that feel?
It's awkward and hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's that habit. You've just mm-hmm. trained your brain. Like, this is the way I fold my arms. My right mm-hmm. arm's on top, my left arm. And the switch, she had to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so do I. To get the other arm on top.
Yeah.
But if you sat and practiced over and over again, it wouldn't be hard.
Right.
So our mind likes to do what's ever easiest. If you're driving somewhere, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I always drive on this road when I'm going to the grocery store, but you're going on that road to do something else, you'll still go to the grocery
yes,
store, right?
Yes.
So it kind of goes into that autopilot. And so you're literally just going to retrain your brain.
Okay.
So I've had some health issues and I found a really great brain doctor and he's helping me retrain my brain with health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it takes 3 months to retrain your brain. So I just think that's hope. That's short amount of time.
Yeah.
And that means within the 3 months, it's getting healed. I don't know the right word to
mm-hmm.
use right there, but it's starting to rewire
itself.
In
the process.
Yeah. So that it doesn't mean like it could be a month and a half in that it starts to become easier
mm-hmm.
to not do this type of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of to change that behavior. So this is what I hear. But Meg, my kids are so frustrating. My kids are so annoying. My kids are lazy.
They don't listen.
They don't listen to me.
Yes.
Have any of us ever said those words?
No, not me.
We're perfect. So I like the analogy of would you give? So Karin's little Millie, is she 5 or 6?
She's 5.
She's 5. She's adorable. And she has like so much life to her. Kids yes. like that, I love them. Uh-huh. They have so much energy. I just love them. So cute little Millie, would you ever give her the keys to your car?
Oh, no. No.
What about even Brennan, who's responsible? Like, go wild on Amazon. Here's my credit card.
No. Mm-mm.
So why in the world do we give our child our emotions? Right? Like, think of yourself as their puppy. And they have you on the little leash and like, I'm going to do this because then I get the reaction from mom.
Yeah.
Right. And so you wouldn't give them these other things that they're not ready for. They're not ready for car keys. They're not ready for even a credit card. Right. Mm-hmm. They're not ready. Maybe even like a movie or something like right. that. Like maybe even a more mature book. Mm-hmm. They're not ready for those things. And so they don't have the maturity to be in charge of your emotions.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to put that back onto the mom. Like they're not in charge. You're in charge of your emotions.
That's an interesting way to think of it. I've never thought of it that way.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so full of so many good ideas. No, I thought of it the other day as Johnny and I were chatting and I thought, so my big boys are driving, but even my Bella, who's 15, I'm like, I would not mm-hmm. like trust her to just go out and drive because she's with me by her side.
Yes.
Well, actually, to be honest, I told her she had to get her permit first. But Dad will take her to the church parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so by her side, by his side, he's mentoring her. So isn't it great that now you'd be mentoring your kids?
Yes.
That like mom's in charge of her emotions. You're in charge of your emotions. Mm-hmm. So your brother can't make you mad. Your sister can't be annoying. Like you get to be in control of that.
Oh, yes.
So
I like that.
So let's get like, how do you actually get started? So it's like, okay. I got to retrain my brain. I got to do all these things. I got to be in charge. So first you got to do like, get a clear picture of what you want for your family in your head. So Karin, if you were like, okay, this is what I want for my family. Cause Brennan is 15.
Almost. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Almost. Sorry.
2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Sorry. It was close.
Yep.
In 5 years, he's 20. Mm-hmm. So what do you want your family to look like in 5 years?
So I'll have a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
13-year-old. And what's LC 12? 17-year-old.
And a 20-year-old.
And a 20-year-old. The 20-year-old will not be home anymore.
No.
I would hope. Right? Well, I mean, happy. I want them happy and I want them making good choices and I want peace.
Yeah. And probably that they still come around.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe that you still do fun things together
yeah.
as a family. So if you're in basketball and you don't know where the hoop is, it doesn't matter where you throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you don't know what you want for your family, then it doesn't matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that clear picture, like you can decide this as a family, you can decide this for yourself.
Yeah.
But like, what do we actually want?
Yeah.
So that now we have an aim.
I like that a lot. That reminds me of that exercise we did in our mom's class the teacher was talking about just picturing your family. I think it was 10 years out.
Oh, okay.
And it was a holiday. And what would you like this holiday to look like?
Yeah.
And you're hosting the event. And it was really beautiful. I remember just kind of being in tears thinking about it because 10 years from now, my parents would be gone. And so most likely.
Like passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, possibly. Maybe it was 20 years. I don't even remember. It was a long period of time. So to the point where I was like, my parents will probably be gone.
Okay.
Not around anymore. And so hosting the family event has always fallen on them. And now it would probably fall on me or one of my siblings. And it would just really shift things. And I want those Christmas holidays and those special days to look like what they looked like for me growing up. To be happy, to be joyful, to be surrounded with love. And, you know, just times that you remember, memories made. And it was just a neat thing to think about. So it makes you, it makes you really think about, you know, down the road, what do you picture things?
Well, yes. And then you can be much more intentional when you know what your direction is. So very first, get clear. What do you want your family to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to everybody watching a movie and people on their phone and checked out, like arguing over politics? I think homeschool's the best. I think homeschool's the worst, right? Like, or do you want it like, oh, you're homeschooling. That's so neat. I loved my journey with homeschooling. Do you need any tips? I'll totally help you, right?
Right.
Like, I'm being very tough. But, like, what do you actually want? And get that clear picture so you know the aim. So what I like to do after you get that really clear picture, then you can kind of figure your own path out.
Yeah.
When we started this, I was very open with my kids. We do family meeting every week, and I can't recommend that enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. But we came and I said, I'm out. Like, I don't want to yell and I don't want to get mad at anybody anymore. And I apologize for the past times. Like, I'm human and I make mistakes. And honestly, I may do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, from the bottom of my heart, I'm trying to get better. And then you can do something where we did this with something else. We made it a family challenge.
Mm.
And we picked everybody's weakness. That probably sounds vicious, but it was kind of cool.
That's cool.
But we did, like, somebody who struggled with swearing. Like, they couldn't swear during the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was struggling with being a victim, and it was so funny.
Oh,
I didn't even realize I did
that's
it.
That's interesting, yeah.
But, like, I guess I
so
was...
So did other people choose the weakness that you...
Yes!
Oh, that's hard.
Because I was like, you're the swearing. Yours is this. And then they looked at me and said, yours is playing the victim. It's like, oh, I would never do that. I'm never the victim. And it was like this totally funny.
That is funny.
But it brought awareness to everybody. And then we did a chart. But I thought a simple way is you could get a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't yell that day, you put a pebble in.
Okay.
So like Karen has four kids and herself and her husband, if they're all on board, like I didn't yell today. So that could be 7 stones.
Mm-hmm.
I just did the math wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Six. It's okay.
That's all right. I didn't write the math book. So like each day you could do it. And we've done like jars and you can earn going out to the movies altogether
because
I'm cheap. So like my kids are like, yes, that would be super fun.
That's fun for us too.
So then it's this camaraderie. We're working together. We're a family that doesn't yell.
Yeah.
You may slip up. Like, you're totally human.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think diet analogies are so easy. Like, if you are on a diet and you go and eat a piece of cake, it doesn't mean like...
No, you just only eat cake.
Yeah, you don't just eat cake and you don't hate yourself and you're not the worst person on this
mm-hmm.
planet. It means you ate cake.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you just don't now. Again.
Yeah. And now your tummy hurts. Right? And
yeah.
So, excuse me. So if you mess up and you yell... Like, own it. I chose to yell.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to yell because I chose to.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you did this, not because you're frustrating, not because this didn't go the way I wanted to, but I chose to yell because I chose to
mm-hmm.
and apologize and
mm-hmm.
move on. And so I have like, because it kind of sounds like that I'm saying that you're going to live in this fairyland. Like, everybody's just getting along.
Right. No,
like,
I don't envision that.
Like negative emotions pop up, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is last night. I just sat and like the whole night. Like, I'm not coughing. I'm just like clearing my throat. So
it's
I apologize.
Right.
Like you just have negative emotions. It's part of being a human,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to feel frustrated sometimes. You're going to be tired sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't sleep great. And I was just tired. And kids are going to spill stuff and all these things. And it's not to pretend like everything's fine. Like, I'm not going to yell at you. But it's learning how to actually feel that negative emotion, process it without taking it out on your kids.
Yeah.
And so on my website, you can download a free book I have called Fight, Flight, or Freeze. And that will teach you how to process the emotion, which is great because then you can teach your kids how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part, like, this is a process, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, it's
just like anything that you're learning.
Yes. Well, anything that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Any of those fad things or something that's a quick fix or a quick hit, they don't last.
Right.
And I want long-term results. And so what I'm doing for this month is I'm offering a free support group on Facebook. And it's literally called #NoYellNovember. And
awesome.
You can just search it or send me an email and I'll add you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have Facebook, what some people have done is just emailed me and I will email the videos.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that I'm helping you the whole month, right? Like this was... the surface, and then we can get down a little bit deeper
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And then I want everybody to post about your success and like, or even like I messed up, but I'm going to do better tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and just use the hashtag No Yell November.
I love it. It's a great idea.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. And if you want like extra help, like seriously, Meg, I yell at my kids every day. I don't think I can change. You totally can. So you can hit me up for a consult and like I will totally just hold your hand and walk you through the process.
You can follow me. I'll be trying too.
I know. I'm excited. Karen will be in the group too.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
you can hear my sad stories when I mess up.
But you can see that we're human and we're just like, we're trying to do our best. And every day we do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Trying to compare ourselves, right, to who we are today instead of who, wait, no, 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 I said it wrong. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who somebody else is today.
Yes.
So this was a process for me. It took a lot of practice, and it was literally intentionally showing up and choosing how I wanted to respond, mm-hmm. versus just going to that, I've heard like reptilian brain or that lower brain, like yeah. all the little phrases,
yeah.
but it's that habit. And it's just now it's like, oh, this is my new habit. This is mm-hmm. what I do now. So anyway, I'm super excited. I should shout, no, you're my member. But
no. So yeah, come join in the challenge with us.
Yeah, we're excited. And
the revolution.
The revolution. Yes, I like it. Like moms are taking over the world.
Definitely.
All right, you lovely women. I hope to see you in the group.
Yeah.
Because it's just fun.
Thanks for listening today.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.